This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Senate has left Washington, D.C. without any movement on funding the Department of Homeland Security. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Senate Democrats blocked funding for DHS Thursday, while Republicans objected to Democrats' plan to fund the different agencies under DHS, such as TSA and FEMA, but not ICE or Border Patrol, as negotiations continue. The votes come as Denver International Airport has asked for donations for its TSA employees. Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper.
Democrats have a bill to start paying TSA tomorrow.
DHS has been shut down for almost a month as Democrats have sought reforms to how ICE and Border Patrol operate in the wake of the shooting deaths of two U.S. citizens in January by federal immigration officers. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Meanwhile, campaign season for this fall's midterm elections is ramping up in Colorado's closely watched 8th Congressional District. Former and current state representative Shannon Byrd and Manny Rudinell are two of the leading Democrats in the race. They made their case to voters at the Democratic Party's caucus in Westminster over the weekend. Local attorney Jerome De Herrera was there to support Byrd.
Based on her experience in the state legislature, her experience in Westminster City Council, I think it's important to have somebody who's represented and lived in our community for a long time, not a newer person.
Marine veteran Evan Munsing is also running. Colorado's 8th district is one of the most competitive in the country. Colorado public health officials say they've confirmed two additional measles cases in Broomfield. That's after an outbreak was declared last week. The state's total for the year is now 10. This is CPR News.